Reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur. Now we're beginning a new chapter 20, The Glories, Murari Gupta Mahima, The Glories of Murari Gupta. Very many interesting pastimes in this chapter, which are also recounted in Lochan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal, some of them. Text 1, Jaya Jaya Gora Singham, Sri Sachi Kumar, Jaya Sarvatapahara Charanatumar. All glories to Gora Singha, the son of Shachi. All glories to your lotus feet, which take away all miseries. Jaya Garadhara Pran, Natha Mahashai, Kripa Kara Prabhu Jena Tohe Manaroi. All glories to the life and soul of Gadadhar. O Lord Gaurasundar, please bestow your mercy on me so that my mind may be fixed on you. Kripa Kara Prabhu, Tohe Manarai, Prananatha Mahashaya. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is telling, Sri Gadadhar Pandit Goswami fully engages in the service of Krishna under the shelter of Madhura Rati, or attachment and conjugal love. Sri Gaurasundar, who is non-different from Brajendra Nandan, is the master of Gadadhar's heartfelt endeavors. Very interesting description of Prananath, Gadadhar Prananath, the life and soul, the Prananath. Gauranga is the Prananath of Gadadhar. Jaya Shachi Nandana Gora Hari, Vishnu Priya Prananatha Nadia Bihari. When Mahaprabhu was about to take sannyas, then he had one deity made of himself. And this deity, he commissioned the Stapati to manufacture this deity in such a way that it would appear that Mahaprabhu was personally in that deity. So a deity was fashioned, and then Mahaprabhu presented that deity to his wife Vishnu Priya. Mahaprabhu was 24 years old when he left his wife and took sannyas. Vishnu Priya was the ripe old age of 14 years old. She got married when she was 10 years old. Gaurachandra, Nimai Pandit, was 20 years old when he married Vishnu Priya. And in those days, there was a 10-year gap between husband and wife. Now it's 6 months. Or 1 year, something like that, at least in India. Vishnu Priya was 10 years old, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu was 20. He had recently taken initiation from Ishwara Puri when he was about 20 years old. Began his Sankirtan movement. And she was right there from the beginning of his Sankirtan movement. And after 4 years, he left and took sannyas, and she is 14 years old, and she lived to be 87. Something like 87. So for 73 years, Vishnu Priya lived as a widow from the age of 14 to 87. Which means she lived quite a bit longer after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu. Before he took sannyas, as I mentioned, Mahaprabhu produced one deity of himself. And this deity is the heart of Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu was the Prananath of Vishnu Priya. This mantra is chanted in Navadvip. Jaya Shachi Nandana Gora Hari Vishnu Priya Prananath Nadia Bihari. Nadia Bihari, that Bihari, that we have Braja Bihari, Sri Krishna, but there's Nadia Bihari, Gora, Gora Chandra, Gora Sundar. He's enjoying in Nadia, all the forests of Nadia, which is also Vrindavan. He is the son, the beloved son of Mother Shachi, Jaya Shachi Nandana, Gora Hari, and his body is Gora, and he's Hari with a golden form, Gora Hari. And he takes the gold from everyone's heart, Hari means thief, and Gaura means the treasure of gold in everyone's heart. Everyone's heart has a treasure. There's a treasure that we're holding in our hearts. And that treasure is me. I'm holding myself, me-self, in my heart. The Atman is floating in the airs of the heart. I am my own treasure. The treasure is within. All saints, all sants, all rishis, all teachers, they say, the kingdom of God is within. Look within your heart. The treasure is within. Don't dig on the eastern side, don't dig on the northern side, or southern side, or western side. Look within. Introspection. Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari Vishnu Priya Prananatha Nadia Vihari. This deity's name was Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, Sachinandana, Vishnu Priya Prananath, he said, listen, Vishnu Priya, I'm giving you, I'm leaving to take sannyas, but I'm appearing in this form. Take this deity. So Mahaprabhu presented this deity to Vishnu Priya. Now the deity is in Navadvip. His name is Dameshwar Mahaprabhu. And is he like this? Is he like this? No. He's like this. Is this Vishnu Priya? This means giving. This means taking. Because in this world we know it's a world of give and take. Push and pull. Even physics tells us for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. What goes up must come down. Profit, loss. So Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, Vishnu Priya Prananath, he gave this deity of Mahaprabhu, said, Vishnu Priya, take this deity. This deity is me. I'm the Dhameshwara. Your heart is my Dham. I am living in your heart. Because the heart of Vishnu Priya is Mahaprabhu, her Prananath. Mahaprabhu gave this deity, said, this is me. I'm Dhameshwara Mahaprabhu. I am the Ishwara of your heart. Your heart is a Dham. As Devaki's heart became a Dham, Balaram came there as a seventh child and made her heart into a Dham, Chit Dham, Sandini Shakti. And first, all the demons, everything came out of her heart. All these sons of Kalanemi, as you know, the Janam Utsav. Devaki gave birth to six sons. They represented Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Matsarya. So that goes out. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Matsarya, Mada, Sabjordo. Then these six go out, then Balaram comes, Karshan, Sankarshan. The power to attract the Lord is created when the heart becomes a Dham. Because the Lord comes to the Dham to have his Leela. The Dham is the heart of pure bhakti. So when Devaki's heart became pure, then Balaram came and said, yes, let me come. And Balaram appeared there in Devaki's heart as a son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Then Dauji, Balaram was transferred to the heart of Rohini. Rohini Nandan ki jai. And then Krishna came. Mahaprabhu gives the deity of Dameshwar Mahaprabhu to Vishnu Priya and says, here is my heart. And he's like this, Vishnu Priya. This deity of Mahaprabhu is Mahaprabhu giving himself to his wife. He didn't leave his wife. Everyone says, oh, he's so cruel. The Bengalis say, oh, he's so cruel. He left a 14-year-old wife, Vishnu Priya, to take sannyas. Is this right? Is this just? Is this religious? Is this dharmic? This is a dharmic. 14-year-old girl becomes a widow, and there's no issue, no children. So much this can be there. But he left and he didn't leave. Because Dameshwara Mahaprabhu is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave this deity. This is Mahaprabhu. That's why he's called a Dameshwar. He's the Ishwar of the whole Mayapur Dham, but that's the external meaning. I'm the Lord of your heart. The Pati is the Lord of the Patni's heart. Pati means Lord. The word Pati, we say husband, it means Lord. And we say Jagatpati. Jagatpati. Jagatpati means the Lord of the universe, doesn't it? Jagatpati. So Dameshwar, he's the Lord of her heart is the Dham. He's telling here in his purport, Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he says that Gaurasundara is the master of Gadadhara's heartfelt endeavors. So he takes the word Prananath And he says, this means the master of heartfelt endeavors. Gadadhar, he is in Madhura Rati, in the mood in Radha's Bhav, but seeing Mahaprabhu as Krishna. And his heartfelt endeavors, all of his endeavors of his heart are for the pleasure of Krishna. And this is what it means to have prananath. And Mahaprabhu says, listen everyone, listen all jivas, I want you all to have a prananath. We should all have a prananath. Who is our prananath? The prananath is Krishna, Shyam Sundar. Ashlishyava parvatam panashtramam madarshana mamatam karotiva yatatata bhavidulantulapatil mat. Mat prananata naparaha. Nobody else is our prananath. So all of us should have a prananath. Mahaprabhu is telling Radharani. Who is telling Shikshastakam? Radharani is speaking Shikshastakam. In Gambhir Leela, chapter 20, Antya Leela, Gambhir Leela, total Radha Bhav, 100% Madanaki Mahabhav. This is the prayer of Radharani. This is Pralap. This is Radharani's Pralap. Udgorna, Udgorna, Chitralap, Chitrajapa, this is Udgorna Bhav. This prayer is coming from that depth. Gambhir means something deep, something confidential, secret, dark. So this prayer is coming, this is Gambhir Pratana. We say, okay, Shikshastakam, what is this? We are sleeping in the Jagat, Jada Prakriti. But this prayer is this. Radharani is saying, listen, all you jivas, we understand who the Prananath is. Gopinath is a Prananath. First, she's talking about Ishvara. And then she talks about Jagadishwar. Then she talks about Govinda. Yugayatandameshena. First Ishwar, then Jagadishwar, then Govinda. Then finally, Prananath. Forget about all these Govindas. Prananath. You are there, I have life. You are there, I am dead. Jivana Marana, Yokichimor. Gadadhar. The Prananath is Dameshwar Mahaprabhu. So Dameshwar Mahaprabhu is the prananath of everyone, of all devotees. He is the prananath. Because Vishnupriya is the ideal devotee. Jaya Shachinandana Gaur Hari Vishnupriya Prananatha Nadia Bihari. When we go to Dameshwar Mahaprabhu Temple in Navadvip, this prayer is written in Hindi and Bengali and also English. Jaya Shachinandana Gaura Hari Vishnupriya Prananatha Nadia Bihari. Then there's a variation which applies to this verse. Jaya Shachinandana Gaura Hari Garadhara Prananatha Nadia Bihari. So these two are there. One for this Swakya, one for Parakya. Swakya Bhava is Vishnupriya, the lawful wife of Mahaprabhu. Jaya Shachinandana Gaur Hari Vishnupriya Prananath. And then in Parakya Bhav, Gadadhar and Gaur is Radha and Krishna, Parakya. Jaya Shachinandana Gaur Hari Gadadhara Prananath and Nadia Bihari. Beginning the story of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta's Hanuman, Dasya Bhav. We're going to hear about Dasya Bhav, the relation of Dasya Rati. And the Gona Ratis that are mixed in with that, the astonishment, Vibhatsa, and the Hasya Ras. All many Gona Rasis are mixed with this Stai Bhav of Dasya Rati. Mahaprabhu and his devotee, Murari Gupta, pastimes in his house, many different pastimes. But the basic exchange is the Stai Rati. The Stai Rati is Dasya Rati. I am the master, he is my servant. When I am Ram, he is Hanuman. When I am Gaur, he is Murari Gupta. He's a teacher, he's a schoolmate. This is a relationship. But before we approach the Dasya Rati, first we approach the Guru of Madhura Rati. Who is the Guru of Madhura Rati? Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Yes? What is Krishna telling? Radhika Prem Guru Ami Shishya Nath. Everyone knows Chaitanya Charitamrita? Radhika Prem Guru Ami Shishya Nath. You follow? Ami Shishya. Everyone follows that? Everyone knows some Bengali? Ami? I'm a Shishya. I am Shishya. What does Shishya mean?
Disciple.
It means us, right? We're students, we're disciples. Prem Guru, this verse is being spoken by Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He's speaking in the mood of Krishna at this time. He said, Radharani is, this is Adi Leela, maybe Adi Leela Volume 4, Chaitanya Charitamrita, talking about the Radha Tattva, Radha Mahima. Krishna is saying, Radhika Prema Guru Ami Shishyanath. Radharani is my Prem Guru. She's teaching me about this Braja Prem, this Mahaprem. And Ami Shishyanath, Nath means that I am dancing. I am dancing to her veena. I am dancing to her singing. I am dancing to her eye glances. Radha Kripa Kataksha. Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Kripa Kataksha. Radharani just moves her eyebrow like this and I'm already start dancing. I become Nath. Gaur Nataraj, Vrindavan Nataraj. You've heard, Vrindavan Nataraj. There's Nataraj Shiva, okay, done, very nice. Tandava Nritya, this Pralaya is wonderful, wonderful dance of Shiva. But it is not as wonderful as Vrindavan Nataraj. And it's nowhere, Vrindavan Nataraj can never compare to Gaur Nataraj. Was because when Gaur Nataraj is dancing, Krishna is dancing and Radharani is singing in one form. Krishna is dancing in the form of Mahaprabhu and Radharani is singing in the form of Mahaprabhu. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. The dancer is Krishna, the singer is Radha. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav. So, Gaur Nataraj, the dancing of Gaur Nataraj is the singing of Radha combined with the dancing of Shyam. This is something extraordinary, extraordinaire, as I say. Extraordinary. Vrindavan Das Thakur, first prarthana to Madhurati Gadadhar. The Guru, Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Shishyanath, means Gadadhar Prema Guru Ami Shishyanath. Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling, listen, now we're in Gaur Leela. Who's the Prem Guru in Gaur Leela? Gadadhar. Swarup Damodar also. Swarup Damodar. Raya Ramananda also. A few Prem Gurus in Gaur Leela. Because Gaur Leela is so, the tattva, the love is so deep that many gurus required. Krishna only had one guru, Radharani. But when Gauranga came, he had three gurus to understand this love of Radharani. Gadadhar, Swarup Damodar, and main guru Rai Ramanan, Prem Vivart. First, let us take the blessings from the top. We go to the top and take blessings. When the children come down in the Indian household, in the morning, in traditional, they go and touch the feet of the seniors. Because it's a joint family, so grandfather is there and grandmother. So they go and touch the feet of grandfather and grandmother. Then they go and touch the feet of mother and father. And then it touch the feet of the elder brother. This is the parampara. Adhar, respect. And then they go to school or wherever they go. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's first giving obeisances to Madhurati Guru. Because he's not this chapter is about Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta Mahima. Because Madhurati includes Vatsalya Bhav, it includes Dasya Bhav, Shanta Bhav, Sakya Bhav, all are there. It's very nice. This respect for seniors is, of course, you always hear seniors talking like this. You always hear senior people or older people saying, younger people should respect their seniors. You never hear younger people giving classes about, we should respect our seniors. It's only older people giving classes. Because they feel slighted or they feel not respected. It goes on. But this is a different thing. This is about Rasa Tattva. This is Rasa Shastra. This is Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam. These are Rasa Shastras. So there's a krama. There's a bhajan kram. A krama to a step-by-step approach to enter the Ras. You go to a leela or a drama first, you come and you sit down and the lights are off and then you're just sitting and there's some music. There's some music. And the music will be connected to the drama or to the movie. Some music, some sarod or sitar, whatever. In a proper raga for this particular drama. And then the lighting will change, and then there's then the curtain opens, someone speaks. And one by one, the different actors, and the different participants in this drama will appear to create the setting. So he wants to take us into this rasa chapter of Murari Gupta. And he's beginning with all these pranams, and very specific. Specific, because each chapter, there are specific persons he's approaching to and praying. His Mangalacharana, Vrindavanadas Thakura's Mangalacharana in each Leela chapter is different. And there's a reason for that, and I'm trying to give some glimpse into that. Hinamati Bhakta Goshti Thakura Dekhiya Nache Gaya Kande Hase Prema Purna Haya. In this way, when the devotees saw the Lord, they danced, sang, cried, and laughed in ecstatic love. Nache gai kande hase prema purna haya. Complete purna prema, complete prema. They were overwhelmed with prema. And so many anubhavas are coming, dancing and singing, laughing. When we hear about such exchanges on the transcendental platform with the parikaras of the Lord, then it paints our hearts. The walls of our hearts become painted with something called rung. Rung means paint. In this case, it's called bhakti samskara. These are bhakti samskara, prem bhakti samskara. There's some coloring, as they say in India, coloring or some whitewashing. Heart is, oh, this is the spirit. This is what devotees do. This is what the Lord and His devotees do. They sing, they dance, they cry, they laugh. All these emotions, all these experiences on the pure platform of prema. Now we cry out of lamentation, we cry out of loss, we cry out of frustration, we dance rarely, sing never, laugh occasionally. And it's all out of, we laugh out of nervousness, we laugh out of embarrassment. Someone, you know, passes there or something, ha ha ha, or whatever. In some kind of funny way, we laugh. We laugh as a release of tension. We laugh as a release of frustration. It's not because of porna prem. It is not an outflowing. It is not an outpouring of porna prem. The cup is filled with milk and more milk and more milk, an overflowing of milk. It's not an overflowing of goodness. Our emotional expressions are usually due to negativity within our consciousness. But the outpouring of expressions, the anubhavas of ecstasy on the spiritual platform are due to the impulse and transformations of prema. Purna prema is causing these changes. Emate pratidine ashesha kotuka bhakta sange Gaurachandra kare nana rupa. In this way, every day, Lord Gaurachandra performed unlimited pastimes with the devotees. Ekdin Mahaprabhu Nityananda sange Srinivasa grihe vasi acche nana range. One day, Mahaprabhu was enjoying the association of Nityananda in Srivasa's house. So now that this is called the setting. It's a day, it's one day. Nityananda is with Mahaprabhu. We see two nayakas, two heroes are there. The location is Srivasa's house, which is a few hundred meters from Lord Chaitanya's house. So far we know that Srivasa must be there also. It's his house. So there's at least three characters there, and maybe more. Vaila Murari Gupta Hinai Samai Prabhu Racharani Dhanda Paranamahai Sheshi Nityanandere Kariya Pranam Sammuke Rahila Gupta Mahajotir Dham Murari Guptere Prabhu Barasuki Mane Akapate Murayire Kahina Apane Jekarile Murari Nahaya Vyavahar Vyatikrama Kariya Karila Namaskar. At that time, Murari Gupta came to Srivasa's house and he offered obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. The greatly effulgent Murari Gupta next offered obeisances to Nityananda and then stood before them. The Lord was very pleased with Murari. So Mahaprabhu spoke to Murari without duplicity. O Murari, what you have just done is not proper. Or correct, if someone says, it's not proper. You have transgressed etiquette while offering obeisances. Who did he offer obeisances to first? He offered obeisances first to Gauranga, then Nityananda. So what is a transgression? Nityananda is more senior, but Gauranga's Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. He's Swayam Bhagavan. Nityananda's only Balaram expansion. Nityananda's Guru, Adi Guru. He represents a Kanda Guru, Tattva. So first we should offer to Guru, then anyone else. Let's hear what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says. Objecting to the sequence of Murari Gupta's obeisances, Mahaprabhu said, you have a misconception regarding Baladev's senior position and my junior position. Especially since you are a devotee of Sri Balaram. The conclusion is that if the Supreme Lord is worshipped without first worshipping Sri Guru and Jagat Guru, the proper sequence is broken. There is a common saying in Bengali, I suppose it is, Goda, forgive my Bengali, Goda Dingaiya Gasa Kaite Nai. One should not jump over the horse to eat the grass. Yeah, that's the real Bengali. Sringa Thakur has got it right. Goda Dingaiya Gasa Kaite Nai. Noi. Without the mercy of Sri Guru, no one is qualified to serve the Supreme Lord. So the Lord, in so many ways, some in a few words, Mahaprabhu was saying, listen, Murari, you are a devotee of Balaram. And Balaram, who is Balaram? Brahmachandra, the expansions, all the expansions are coming from Balaram. Krishna expands into Balaram, Balaram expands into all these different avatars. So that Balaram is Nityananda. So Murari Gupta is a devotee of Ram, who's now in front of you, and Nityananda disregarded Ram and paid obeisance to Gauranga. So he's giving some, and there's a little bit of foreshadowing here in this statement, indicating the identity of Murari Gupta. Kota tumi shikaiba jena iha jane yavahare hena dharma tumi langa kene. Mahaprabhu goes on, Murari, you are supposed to be a teacher. You are supposed to teach those who do not know these things. Why are you transgressing such principles by your own behavior? Now, the defense. For every offense, there's a good defense. But, as we usually say when we get the sauce, but it's like this. Murari Balaye, Prabhu, Janibe ke mate, mora chitta tumi lai jacha jena mate. O Lord, how will I know? You induced me to act like that. Very clever, Murari Gupta saying, you made me do it. It's your fault. You made me offer obeisances in the wrong order. Now, this of course is this is rasa, this exchange of rasa between the Lord and his pure devotee. There is no anger here, there is no chastisement or scolding. This is lila. And this is some fun actually. This is hasya rasa going on here. Now, what does the Lord say? Prabhu Bali, Bhala Bhala Aji, Jahagari, Sakala Janiva Kali Baliba Tomare. All right. Murari, go home for now. I will speak to you tomorrow. And tomorrow you will understand everything. Sambrame Chalila Gupte Sabhaya Harishe Shayan Karila Agya Apanara Vase. Feeling joyful and apprehensive, Sambram and Harishe, Murari Gupta departed. He went home and took rest. Swapne deke maha bhagava tera pradhan malaveshe nityananda chali aguinjan. In a dream, Rarigupta saw Nityananda, the most exalted of all pure devotees. He was dressed as a wrestler, malaveshe, coming towards him. So this word mala means wrestler. There's one interesting character in Krishna Leela who is posing as the husband of Chandravali. You've heard of Chandravali, I suppose. She's the cousin sister of Srimati Radhika. Prishabhanu Maharaj's brother is Chandrabhanu. Chandrabhanu's daughter is Chandravali. She got married to a so-called husband. There's a whole category of so-called husbands. There's a so-called husband Abhimanyu, the so-called husband of Radharani, and there's a so-called husband of Chandravali, and maybe you also have your so-called husbands. And the husbands have their so-called wives to continue this parampara of so-called husbands and wives. Because we are followers of Radha and Krishna. But not exactly in every way. We can't imitate. But the so-called husband of Chandravali, his name is Govardhan Mala. Why Mala? Because it's a title. He was very much liked wrestling. And he was a very good friend of Kamsa. And he's the one that arranged for the wrestling match to bring Krishna to Mathura. Why? Can you guess why? So that maybe he'll get finished and he won't be running around with his wife named Chandravali. In other words, if your wife has a boyfriend, you would like to see him finished. Isn't it? Generally, this is the psychology of the husband. And sometimes they take a shotgun and do the needful. At least in America. If you get caught. So he very cleverly said, oh, these coward boys, they like to wrestle. And so he's the one that gave this idea. Govardhana Mala. It's all Leela. So this is that word Mala, Malaveshe. Mararigupta is dreaming and he sees Nityananda coming to him in Malaveshe as a wrestler. Coming towards him. Doesn't sound good. Imagine if you're walking down the street innocently and all of a sudden you look up and you see a sumo wrestler coming at you. 200 or 300 kilos. Oh, you know, sumo. It's not just a car. There's a Japanese, there's a big fat, not I don't fat or whatever, but some kind of gargantuan wrestler called a sumo. Sumo wrestler. It comes from that. Originally, first there was a sumo, then there was a car named after him. The sumo is a big fat Jap. Wrestler. If he sits on you, you become a pancake. Or let's say poa. Poa? Malpoa? Poa? Like you become poa. Malpoa. You become malpoa. We say pancake. Indian pancake. So there, what kind of dream is this? Nityananda shire deke mahanagafan kare deke shihala mushal tanavana. Mahari saw a great serpent spreading its hoods over the head of Nityananda. I wonder who that could be. Any guesses who that serpent is? Snake? Anantashesh Bhagavan ki. And he held a plow and a club in his hands. A hal and a mushal. It's not exactly a club. It's like a club. Mushal is like a club. So who is that? Haladar Bhagavan Balaram ki. Dalji Maharaj ki. So he saw Nityananda dressed as a wrestler with a natashesh over his head with a club and a plow. Now, what would your reaction be? Happiness? Bewilderment? Fear? Maybe fear. A club, a plow, and dressed like a sumo wrestler? Malaveshe? It didn't say Gopaveshe. There's a term called Gopaveshe. Gopaveshe means a coward boy. A puggery and more punk. Bhagari, Laguri, Vamshi, Venu. Right? No. Malavesh. Slap their arms like this. Nityananda Murti Deke Yena Haladar Shire Pakadhari Pache Jaya Vishambhar. Murari saw in his dream that Nityananda looked like Haladar, Balaram. And he saw Vishwambhar fanning him from behind. So this is a very propitious and instructive dream. This is called Swapna Shiksha. This is a swapna, but there's shiksha. Sometimes guru appears in dream. Prabhupada was asked this question in several letters, you can see, and also directly in room conversations. Prabhupada, what do we make about dreams? And sometimes Prabhupada would, he said different things because we did small research on this. And Prabhupada, according to the individual and the individual's level of spiritual attainment, and according to the circumstance, Prabhupada would reply accordingly. Because if you go to a doctor, he doesn't give one medicine to everyone. He assesses the disease, he diagnoses the problem, and gives the appropriate remedial measure. So ten disciples write about dreams, write letters. Prabhupada had a dream, what to make of it? It is all just imagination, it is nothing. So that's Kaladesha Patra, that's an instruction for one person. Now another person writes, so Prabhupada, I had this dream, you told me in my dream I should go to France and preach. Prabhupada writes back, yes, you should understand. You should understand when the spiritual master appears in your dream, it's very significant. This is true, you should go to France and preach. So now the next dream. So now if you read all those statements where Prabhupada says about dream, you won't really know what to do. Unless you have spurti of Prabhupada, which doesn't come till you come to bhava. The level of bhava bhakti, then you can have spurti. Spurti, vispurti, sakshad darshan. We can have all kinds of imaginations before that. Many people do. They have very vivid imaginations. And they say, oh, I saw Radharani, I saw Krishna. And they said this and that. I say, acha, do you know what are the symptoms of nishita bhakti? Huh? What? Do you know the symptoms of nishta? No. Well, here's one. Trinad api sunichenat kirtaniya sadhari. And I'm observing you. I don't see kirtaniya sadhari. I see prajapa sadhari. Always prajapa. And I don't see the utmost humility and free from pride and all these things. So you're not even on nishta. This prayer represents nishta. Trinada peace, these are the characteristics and symptoms of nishta. But yet, oh yes, I saw Radharani. She told me I should punch the temple commander. She told me I should give a punch to the temple commander. So hey, don't worry, Radharani sanctioned. Oh, this is all bogus. And there's so much going on, especially nowadays. So every other devotee is having dreamland. And then they really believe it. No, I really, Prabhu, I really saw Krishna was blue. Acha, really? You sure? Well, naturally, what other color are you going to see? Purple, chartreuse, sapphire, you know, it's like scarlet pink. What are you going to see? So this is all imagination. In Vrindavan, dreams are a reality. And outside of Vrindavan, reality is a dream. Outside of Vrindavan, reality is a dream. So the whole dream world, the daydream and night dream of Vrindavan we're experiencing, this is real. Those pigs are real. Those rickshaw walls are real. Those agar walls in the marketplace, they're real. Those monkeys are real when they rip off your dhoti and sari. Interesting side point. But when the Premi Bhaktas, it's called Swapna Vilas Amritam. Is nectar appearing in the dream. So here's a dream between the Lord and his Dasya Bhakta, Murari. So now the instruction is coming. Externally, Vishambhara is telling, that's what Prabhupada also would say. well, Prabhupada, I had this dream of you. You said this and that and the other thing. Prabhupada said, that's very nice. Now I'm right here. Here I am, Sakshat Prabhupada. Sakshat, direct, not Swapna. You can see me? Can you touch me? You touch me? Hold my hand, my feet? Yes, Gurudev. Okay, now listen. Chant 16 rounds every day. Because, oh Guruji, I dreamt last night you told me I only have to chant 8 rounds. It was very clear. You were there, completely there. It was clear as a bell. I was in Delhi. Then I went a few places. And I came back and I met some man who was coming. He said, Maharaj, you appeared several times over the summer in my dreams. Very clear. And you gave me many instructions. And I'm trying to follow those. And I said, what were those instructions? You said I should follow 2 regulative principles. I should follow 2 regular principles and don't chant too many rounds because it's better we chant a few rounds attentively. So I'm chanting 2 rounds every day. I said, that's very nice. I gave you very good instruction. Now, do you accept that I'm here in front of you right now? Yes, you're here. Do you really believe? Am I real? Are you seeing me? Are you dreaming? No. Are you wide awake? Yes. Okay. Now, if I give you some instructions now, will you accept these as real and follow this? Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Follow 4 regulative principles. I chant 16 rounds every day. Can you do that? Well, I'll try. But I like the Swapna Guru better. Swapna Guru is much more compassionate, much more merciful. That's your merciful avatar. That's your croon avatar, the dream avatar. I said, please, Jeev Jago. Wake up, sleeping soul. So if we're having a dream like this, certainly we wouldn't want to wake up if we saw Nityananda in a dream and Vishambhar fanning him. Because the Lord loves serves his devotee, the devotee serves the Lord. So here, externally, Vishambhar is giving this instruction to Marigupta that I am also a servant of Nityananda, I am also a servant of Akanda Guru Tattva, and you have made a breach of etiquette here by stepping over me and offering obeisances to me first and not to your Gurudev. So then to reinforce the point, he came in a dream and said the same thing. So this is the point. The dream should say the same thing as the reality. That could be the confirmation. That we meet some devotee, he says, actually, you should get serious about studying Prabhupada's books or reading Shastra. Get very serious. Then you dream, and then your dream, Prabhupada comes, or your own Gurudev comes. Oh, my dear devotee, you're too much lazy these days. I know it's terrible. The summer's going on and on and on. Because I know it's no end of, it's called endless summer. Now Vrindavan has 2 seasons. 6 seasons became 2. It used to be 6, 6 Ritu. Now there's only 2, winter and summer. Really, it's like that. Unbelievable. I've been sleeping on the roof in Radhakund since over 100 days. Since April 15th. Every single night on the roof. The house is 35 inside in the daytime with all the windows shut. 40 outside degrees. Inside 35, 37. And the roof, it goes to 30 at night. By 1 or 2, it's 30. So something Torah wrong. But inside 35, 36. This April, May, June, July. 4 months summer. You're all here. Anybody, any argument on this point? Anyone can argue this point? And what's going to happen after this? Winter. That's all. It's just summer, then winter. Now for 4 months or 5 months. Oh, but very heavy. Very, very hot. And the next thing, oh, probably very cold. Too much cold. This is it. Radharani Yitra. Kyakure. Swapne Prabhu Hasi Kahe Janila Murari Ami Je Kanishta Mane Bujaha Vichari. Vishambhar smiled to Murari and spoke to him in a dream. Have you now understood, Murari? You should consider me to be junior to Nityananda. Is it clear to you? In other words, dreams should confirm whatever is stated by the Guru. This dream of Murari is showing that example. Vishwambhar also appeared in a dream, and a very, very interesting leela that because Nityananda, maybe Murari didn't realize that Nityananda is that Balaram, is that Ramachandra, is his worshipable Lord. So then all those things were combined and shown in a dream. He saw a wrestler. He saw Nityananda. He saw Balaram. He saw Vishnu. Everybody was there. All different. Dwapara Leela and Kali Yuga and Dwapara Yuga. Everything there. And Vishwambhar worshipping. Lord Chaitanya, his other name is Vishwambhar. He is worshipping him. He's smiling. Swapne Prabhu. He's smiling. Like Krishna on the battlefield. Everyone's biting their lips and clenching their teeth and perspiring and flexing their muscles, and their hands are sweating on their bows, and they're about to start the Kurukshetra battle. Everybody is geared up to fight and to kill and to be killed. And the Kurukshetra, and Krishna's beautiful non-fading lotus garland on his chest, he's just smiling. Hey, what's everybody all doing? Relax, everybody. You're all going to get killed. You're all going to be killed except these five friends of mine. Panch Bhakta, they're not going to be killed. Konteha Pratijanihi na me bhakti pranashiti. But all you other guys are going to die. He's just smiling. This is Bhagavad Gita. No one else is. Everyone else. There's Duryodhan. There's this. You know, they're all like looking at their arch enemies. And the Krishna's smiling. This is Bhagavan. He's always happy. You ever see Jagannath frowning? You ever see a Jagannath deity like Greek? We have something called Greek comedy. Greek, there's comedy and tragedy. These are the two aspects of life. Comedy, which means joy, happiness, smiling, and tragedy. Loss, destruction, that means sadness. Like this, going up like this, this means smile, right? Like this. Smile, that's called comedy. And then it goes the other way, that's called tragedy. In Greek drama, they have masks. They have masks. They used to put a mask on. Smiling mask and then frowning mask. But Jagannath is never frowning. He's only comedy lord. He's only happy. He's a nun. Sachidanand. He's on the battle of Kurukshetra. Smiling. Happy. And Lord Chaitanya is smiling. He teaches with a smile. He has no anger for Murari. He has no envy. He has no axe to grind, no revenge, no false ego, no lording it over. I am guru, I am teacher, you're a stupid student. You understand, Murari? You understand? He's like this. See, look, I'm fanning. Huh? He's happily serving Nityananda. He's smiling, fanning him in the dream, and Murari's seeing it. Swapne dui prabhu hase murari dekhiya dui bhai murari re gela shikaiya. Nityananda and Vishwambhar smiled as they looked at Murari in a dream. After instructing Murari, the two brothers disappeared. Chaitanya paya gupta karaye krandhan Nityananda bali shwasa chade ghanaghan. On awakening, Murari began to cry. He sighed deeply again and again. Nityananda! Nityananda! A little dramatic effect. Sadharani Shakti. Of course, when you're reading alone, then you can enter deeply into Shastra. When you're sitting in front of a group of people, then there's a certain public decorum that has to be maintained in the line of our parampara, because we're not in the Sahajiya parampara. We're in a particular guru parampara. Sahajiya will roll on the floor and book will fly out like this. Guruji's in Mahabhav. Oh, yeah. And they'll have pictures of you all over the walls of the temple, and you're lying. It says Guruji and Mahabhav. Some groups they do like this, but our never like this. Our gurus are always like this. Bhakti Siddhanta, Srila Prabhupada, they're just like this. Oh, these guys are so straight. I see pictures of my Guru Dev. He's like, let me see Bhakti Siddhanta. But sometimes when he would speak, a few times in his life he spoke about Radha Tattva and he fell unconscious. He actually fell off the dais speaking about Radharani. That's documented. Because someone was misrepresenting. It was a Sadhu Samelan, and many sadhus were speaking in Darjeeling, maybe Darjeeling, or in Dhaka, 1933 or 4, or something like this. And they're all speaking hodgepodge, this, that, the other thing. And he was sitting there, and they're saying, they're slighting my Praneeshwari. They're slighting her. It means they're not speaking correctly. And it was his turn to speak, and he couldn't tolerate. So he started speaking the correct tattva, Radha Mahima. And he became overwhelmed with the spurti of Radha. Then he became, it's called Avastachitta. It became Morka, and he fainted. He couldn't control, it was beyond his control. Usually it was, but usually our guru is just like, but privately you can see how much, how he was affected by this dream. Mahasati Murari Gutere Pati Vratam Krishna 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 Bale Hai Sachikita. Murari Gupta's most chaste and wife became frightened and she called out, Krishna Krishna Krishna! Because she's a Krishna Bhakta, not a Vishnu Bhakta. And this is what, whenever something inauspicious happens, then one will call their Ishtadev. Radha, Radha, Radha. They'll call out, something inauspicious is happening. So she doesn't know about the dream. It's the most auspicious and wonderful event. But she's thinking, the wife of Murari Gupta is thinking that, oh, maybe some ghost has attacked my husband, some Brahma Rakshash, or some calamity, or maybe some sarp has come, and he's crying out, Nityananda! And she doesn't know the cause of his sighing and crying out in this outburst in the middle of the night. So first she takes shelter of her Ishtadev. She invokes auspiciousness by calling out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna! To purify the atmosphere, because if there are any subtle beings, any pretas, any prates or bhuts or pishachas, or these subtle beings that contaminate the ethers by their presence and their nefarious influences, then when they hear this Shuddha Naam from such a pure Vaishnavi, then they'll go. They run from there. So this is a, of course, in the West is something, when someone yells or something, hey, grab the shotgun off the shelf. Hey, what's going on? What are you yelling about? You know. But because the Western culture is a little bit like cowboy style, so everybody always has a rifle behind the bed. I mean, I've seen many times you go in somebody's house. There's a rifle or a shot. The bed is there, and there's a shotgun mounted on the wall. You know, a shotgun. Sweet dreams. It's right there. The bed is here and it's on the wall. I've seen many houses in America. I went door to door Sankirtan. You see everywhere. Pistols, you know, Goldie Wallace. You know. But in a Vedic culture, in a Krishna-centered culture, our only shelter is Krishna's name. There's no other shelter. So when calamity comes or difficulty comes, the devotee doesn't reach for the shotgun or for the shot glass. The shot glass is like for drinking whiskey. Or the shotgun reaches for the holy name. And happiness and distress, all we have is the holy name. This is the only truth in the material world. The jiva and the holy name, these are the only true things in this world. Sat Nam and the Sat Jiva. So, some calamity, oh Krishna, reach, grab him, Krishna, quickly, grab Krishna's name. When we're dying, what do we grab for? What do we reach out for when we die? Krishna's name. You never saw anyone die? Just imagine when we die, what will you reach out for? Your wife? Your husband? Mahaprasad? That's also good. Not bad. But usually you don't have too much appetite at that time. Zero appetite. So you reach out for Krishna's name. Krishna, Krishna, save me, help Krishna, Krishna. So calamity, Krishna, Krishna. She's frightened, it says she's frightened. Mahasati Murari Guptera Pativrata Bale Sachakita. Bharabhai Nityananda Murari Janaya Chalila Praburastani Anandita Haya. Realizing that Nityananda was the elder brother, Murari joyfully went to see the Lord. The next day, Vasiyachi Mahaprabhu Kamala Lochan Dakshini Se Nityananda Prasanna Vadhan. The lotus-eyed Mahaprabhu Kamala Lochan was sitting with the brightly smiling Nityananda at his right. Dakshin Se Nityananda. On his right, the Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Nityananda's the right hand position is for the senior person. By age, by position, by whatever. The senior is always on the right. Nityananda's there in this case. When you have the teen Prabhus, then Mahaprabhu's in the middle. Then it waits on the right, Nityananda's on the left. Because that's what to do. But when it's Nityananda and Gaur, then Nityananda is there. Gadadhar is here. So that also was teaching something. This is also when Murari comes in. When Murari comes in the next day, then this is also another teaching. Just by the sitting posture, you can understand. There's a lesson by the sitting arrangement. Sometimes you see posters. When you see these posters, Bhagavad Sapta posters, you always see that who's ever speaking the venue, he's always in the right-hand corner of the poster. And in the left hand, as we look at it, we're looking like this. So the right hand corner of the poster, some big guy's face or whatever, that will be the present day speaker. On the left will be his guru. His guru or his Ishtadev. His right, our left. You follow? Because it's taken from where he's sitting. He's on the poster looking out at you. So on his right hand side, so this is the proper configuration. This is the... Of course, maybe sometimes we get confused and do it the other way around. But this is... This is the etiquette. Lord Chaitanya is teaching the same thing. So Murari comes in, he says, oh, look, the senior one is sitting on the right of Chaitanya, and that's Nityananda. Again, another confirmation of the teaching in the dream and the teaching the day before, directly from the mouth of Vishambhar Mahaprabhu. And they're smiling. And they're so happy. Prasanna. Age Nityanandera Charane Namaskari Pache Vande Vishambhara Charana Murari. Murari first offered obeisances at the lotus feet of Nityananda and then offered obeisances to Vishambhara. So obviously the student learned the lesson. The teacher gave the lesson in three different ways. First, Sakshat lesson, Sakshat Agya, Sakshat Shiksha, then Swapna Shiksha, and then by posture. By body language, he gave a message. He gave a teaching. Body, it's called body language. By verbal shiksha, and then by dream. So it's three different ways. And finally, the student learned and reacted accordingly. He acted properly. Hasi bale vishambhara murari hekena murari bhaliye prabhu lao jaile jena. Vishambhara smiled. Why did you do this, Murari? Murari replied, O Lord, I have acted according to your instruction. Pavana karane jena shukshka trina chale jivara sakala dharma tora shakti bhale. Murari continues, as a blade of grass, a blade of dry grass is blown in the wind, all living entities act on the strength of your potencies. So the Krishna's potencies or energies are the basis of everything, and they're actually controlling the activities of all living entities. We can't do anything without the Shakti of the Lord. Prabhu Bale Murari Amara Priyatumi Hateva Tomare Bangila Marma Ami. Vishwamar said, O Murari, you are very dear to me. Therefore I have informed you of this confidential truth. Kahe Prabhu Nija Tattva Murari Rashtan Jogaya Tambula Priya Gadadhara Bham. Vishwambhara described his glories to Murari as the Lord's beloved associate Gadadhar offered the Lord betel nuts from his left. So there's a very interesting interplay here. This is not rasa vas, this is the mixture of rasas. Simultaneously we have vatsalya ras, dasya ras, and madhurya ras, all in one lila, one segment. Vatsalya ras means parental love, fatherly love, motherly love. One aspect of motherly or parental ras, vatsalya ras, is chastisement, correction. Hey Lala, you stole that Prabhupada's dahi. Hey, don't steal again. I will beat you with this stick, you see? You understand? Nandalal. Nandalal. Hey, chora. Suniye. Dahi ne chora. So this is chastisement, correcting. So this is also vatsalya. So Mahaprabhu is giving correction. Because one of the attributes that's told in Hari Bhakti Vilas, one of the attributes of the bona fide guru, he must have vatsalya bhav for his shishya. It says there in the Sanskrit, vatsalya bhav subhav. Guru vatsalya bhav. He must have the bhav. Vatsalya bhav means the guru must have the mood, the subhav, the feelings and mood that these are my children, my spiritual children. I'm entrusted with these children from the Father. The Supreme Father is Krishna. And this, he shall this bhav. He loves his disciples. He serves his disciples. He chastises them. He corrects them. He loves them. He nourishes them. He guides them. He raises them. He bathes them. He dresses them. He clothes them. He does everything like a loving parent. So therefore, Guru has vatsalya bhav. This is one attribute or aspect of the Guru's, it's called acharya swabhav. Mahavishnambhar is doing it. That with Mari, that's vatsalya. But there's also friendship. Because they're laughing, he's smiling, appearing in a dream. One friend can also give good advice to another. If a friend gives you some advice, you don't think he's your mother. You don't think he's your father. He's your friend. He gave me a good idea. Some advice. So he's advising him like a friend, and they're laughing together and kind of joking back and forth. So Dasyarati is there because he's Mari, is Hanuman. And Vishambhar is Ram. That's also there. That's the underlying basis of the Rati, of the Staiva. So that's going on with Murari, Vatsalya and Dasya. But who is the Prem Vishai? Who is the Alamban? Who is the Vishai Alamban? The Vishai Alamban in this Leela is Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu is Rasaraj. Rasaraj Mahabhav. So Rasaraj means he's having all rasas, all different rasas. He's having Madhur ras with Gadadhar and Dasya ras with Murari and Sakya ras with Jagannanda Pandit and all so many rasas going on. So right at the same moment with Murari, he's having Vatsalya, and then now on his left hand side in the position of Radharani, because in Gaur Leela, then Gaur is oftentimes most of the time in the beginning stages in the bhava of Krishna. And Gadadhar is in Radha bhava, Madhura Rati, which the chapter began by saying that. So Gadadhar is saying, don't forget me. Don't get too absorbed in this vatsalya bhava stuff. All this vatsalya bhava and this sakiras. What about me? It's time for some tambul. So from his left hand side, from Vishambhar's left hand side, with his right hand, with his right golden hand, holding in his thumb and middle finger, right, holding some tambul, which means pan, then whispering ever so gently, ever so softly, oh Prabhu, tambul, tambul dao. Just no one's hearing, because Murari is absorbed in his dasyarati. He practically doesn't see Gadadhar and doesn't see the tambul. Rather, Yashoda doesn't see Nikunja Leela. She can't see. She can't see Krishna's Nikunja Leela with Radharani. Impossible. Because she doesn't have that Prema Lochan. She doesn't have Madhura Prema Lochan. You can't see without Madhura Prema. Like in our, we have these special movies called 3D movies, three-dimensional movies. You have to wear special goggles, special glasses, then you can see the movie, some special effects, the way they do it. It's three-dimensional. Ordinary eye, you can't see this movie, this play of this movie in the theater. So Prem Vilochan, her Prem Vilochan is Vatsalya Prem Vilochan. She can see Vatsalya Krishna. She can see this, but she can't see. So even Murari, he doesn't even know that. You saw. I didn't see Gadadhar. Gadadhar is on the left side. So this is. But Vrindavan Das is seeing all this in his samadhi. In his samadhi, he's seeing all this and sharing it with us. There's so much enrichment here. It's like you're watching sweet rice. You're cooking sweet rice for Thakurji on the stove and cooking it. Then someone comes in. I just came from England. I bought this kishmish from Kabul. It's 2,000 rupees a kilo kishmish, and I just washed it with Ganga water. Here, throw it in the kheer. Okay. And all of a sudden, your sweet rice or kheer becomes enriched with one kilo of 2,000 rupee a kilo raisins. And then somebody else comes, I just came from Brazil. I just came from Brazil. I'm from the Brazilian yatra. I bought 1 kilo of cashews. They're this big as your finger, kaju. This big, 2 inches lumbi. 2 inch lumbi. Die inch. From Brazil, cashew. We got these little Indian style. It's, okay, wash these in the Jamuna gel and throw it in. Ho! Now this kheer, now it's got cashews as everything. It's like really. So this ras is like kheer. This ras with Murari and Vishambar is like kheer. And all of a sudden, now Madhura Rati comes in, mixed in. Gadadhar comes in with a tambo from the left side, and there's Nityananda there and Vishwambar. This is Rasaraj. All these relishing going on. These Gonarasas and these Mukhirasas, Thayibhavs are overlapping and nourishing each other in their own channels, in their own ways. And we're observing it, and we're like seeing the beauty of each one and relishing the flavors of each one and becoming nourished and let's say, growing by exposing to each one of these. That's why he's showing us. Tambul Priya Gadadhar Vame. Priya Gadadhar. Vishnu Priya Prananatha Gadadhar. Right? Vishnu Priya Gadadhar Priya. Priya Gadadhar Vame. Prabhu Bale Mora Dasa Murari Pradhan Eta Bali Chavita Tambula Kaila Dhan. Thereafter Vishwambar said, O Murari, you are the best of my servants. Das Pradhan, Pradhan Mantri. You say PM, Pradhan Mantri. Chief, Mukhya Mantri, the big minister. You are Pradhan. Lord Chaitanya is such an expert speaker. Das Pradhan. How is he Das Pradhan? Because he's Dasyarati Pradhan. Treta Yuga, he is the emblem of Dasyarati, Hanuman. So many services he did for the pleasure of Ram. Carrying him on his back, acting as Parasel, as Chatri, carrying the mountain, building the bridge, just carrying messages, unlimited services. Many people say the real star of Ramayana is Hanuman. Many people say. Ramayana is all about Ramachandra and recovering his wife and all these other stories and meanings. But many people think, no, the real hero is Hanuman. The Ramayana is the glory of Hanuman. It is a fact. Because you can't separate the glories of the Lord from the glories of the Lord's devotee. The more glorious the Lord becomes, the more glorious his devotee becomes. Saranam ridyam mayam saranam ridyatvam. Krishna's telling this Durvasa Muni, he's saying, Vishnu's telling, don't you understand, Durvasa? Ambarish is my heart. Ambarish's heart is me. My heart is him. Twadiyabhav, Madhiyabhav. He is Twadiyabhav, Madhiyabhav. He is mine. I am his. You are mine. I am yours. Saranam Ridyam Mayam, Saranam Ridyatvam. I am always in the heart of my devotee. He is always in my heart. So this is Leela. Leela is the mixture that is the expression of two hearts combining, two hearts dancing, two hearts singing, two hearts expressing their love on the stage of the Dham, and the Kunjas, and the Gar, and everywhere. So Murari Gupta is famous, Vishwambar is famous, Ram is famous, Hanuman is famous. Now it's going to happen. Das Pradhan, then he says, Eta Bali Chavita Tambula Kaila Dhan. So after receiving that tumble from Gadadhar's loving hand, then what did the Lord do? Charvita tambula chailadhan. He accepted that offering of love. Yome bhakti prayachati. Patram pushpam palam tayam. Yome bhakti prayachati. Taraham bhakti paritam. Ashnami prayatatmana. Who can Priya Gadadhar? Prem Segaho Shri Radha Radhe. Prem Segaho Shri Radhe. So in this case, Prem Segaho Priya Gadadhar. So Gadadhar offers his tambul, and I don't even think it doesn't say it. It just said with his right hand. It says Priya Gadadhar offered the tambul batika, the pan, with his right hand to the mouth of Vishwambar. It doesn't say that Vishwambar accepted it with his right hand. Does it? And it's not saying. So that means right in direct deposit. So Gadadhar put it directly into the mouth. All because services makes it, the master should not have to do anything. We read the story of Srila Prabhupada. You read the narration of Hari Sauri, how he wanted to, he didn't want to waste a second of Prabhupada's time. So he said, I knew Prabhupada would finish his Gayatri in the morning at 6:15. Then at 6:15 he would unwind his thread at 6:15 and 30 seconds. Then he would turn towards the door. So I would have his shoes ready. So he would only, as soon as he stood up, he didn't have to take one step. He would, as soon as he stood up from chanting Gayatri, he could put his shoes right on. And then after he put his shoes on, then I would have the cane ready. So he just lift his hand and put his hand on the cane. Then I would open the door. This is just described in this diary of Hari Sauri, how I didn't want Prabhupada to have any effort. Prabhupada just lift his hand. So I need my cane. He lifted his hand. Oh, there's the cane. The cane would be right there. I would have it. I would have it all timed exactly. That's how much absorbed he was in Guru Seva. So this is. Do you think that Priya Gadadhar is less absorbed and less precise? And the pleasure and happiness and free flow of the movements of Mahaprabhu. Why should Mahaprabhu have to take his hand? Oh, here's the tumble, take it in your hand. Now you have to lift it and direct. Sakshat Seva. Here's the tumble, Yom, from my heart to your heart. Just open. All you do is open. Prabhu, tumble, huh? Right inside. Then Charvita tumble. Charvita means he's chewing. Now he's chewing this tambul, which is all his madhura ras. Gadadhar's madhura rati is in this tambul. Now that madhura rati is mixing with Krishna's madhura rati, and this now becomes yugal rati. Gaur Gadadhar yugal rati. Gaur Gadadhar yugal rati. The combination of Gaur's love and Gadadhar's love is mixing in that tambul in the mouth of Gadadhar, Gauranga. And now what's he doing with it? Distribution. Audarya. Audarya means magnanimity. The mixing of the rasas, the mixing of the ras in Radharani's heart, mixing with the ras in Krishna's heart, relishing of that ras within the heart of Krishna and distributing it to all the living entities. This is Gauranga. This is the Sankirtan Leela, Gauranga Prem Sankirtan. So Murari Gupta is going to get his ticket upgraded because Murari Gupta also has some gopi form or something like this also, I've read. He also has his madhura form. The verse is telling that. That's what we read. Charvita tambul kaila dan. Everyone, all these pandas are always asking for dan. Give me money. Okay, here's my tambul. Impossible. But this is the dan. He gave tambul dan. Charvita tambul dan. This is the most aspired for Mahaprasadam in the entire spiritual world. This is the most aspired, this is the primo, el primo, el supremo. This is el primo, supremo, primo, mahaprimo prasad of the spiritual world, the tumble remnants of the Lord. And this same phenomenon is also in this planet, that when you're really favored by a Thakurji, he will tell the pujari, give my tumble to this sadhaka. You will go to see Nathji in Nathdwara, and you'll take darshan, or you'll be seen. He will take, Nathji will take darshan of us, because we really can't see him, but we will be seen by Nathji and be blessed by his sudarshan. And we will pray there. And sometimes he may want to reciprocate with the devotee. And he'll tell the Bhajari, give my tambul to this person. And Bhajari will come in a very secret way. He'll come and say, this is, hey, you look like this. Don't tell anyone. This is the tambul from Nathji. Or you'll go to Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath. And Bhajari's inside. He's doing puja. He's bathing the Lord, this, that. All intimate services behind closed doors, only one Bhajari and one Tota Gopinath. Then he gets the Charanamrita, which is not distributed to anyone. There's some other Charanamrita they give, but this is special Charanamrita right from directly Murti. And he comes out, Maharaj. And then maybe he has some Amrasad, and he wants to give it to you, and you put your hand out to get it. And he said, no, and puts right in your mouth. And then he's crying. And then you ask the Pujari, you said, why are you crying? He said, because I am seeing my guru in you. My guru is in Nityalila, but I'm seeing my guru in you. Or in the case of Nathji, it's Nathji wants to give you this mercy. Please accept. Well, this happens. Many devotees, they go to a temple and they get this. It's very rare. There are only a couple of few pieces of tambul offered to the deity in a day. And always, without exception, it's taken by the Pujaris. The Pujaris, they take that tambul directly. Because it's pan, it's intoxication, mild, betel nuts, some very, very mild intoxication. But it's prohibited. We cannot take. But it will be given to us as a show of mercy directly from the Lord. So we take a touch to your head. Maybe you can open it because sometimes there's a raisin inside, kishmish, or sometimes there's a clove, long spice, or some nariyal, some few things mixed in. You can maybe take those, but the betel nut you'll give, I mean some devotees take, but we shouldn't if we're following our parampara. But the real thing is that receiving that tambul means whether you take it or not, in our parampara, we don't take the tambul. We honor it, we put it on our head, it is sacred. We accept the blessing into our heart. That is the most important thing, is the Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Bhava Grahi Janardhan is the bhava behind the Lord, the intention of the Lord, the will of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord, because that's everything. Perfection is in the blessings. It's called Hardha Kripa. Lochan Kripa, Hardha Kripa. Hardha Kripa means the heartfelt blessings. Just by Hardha Kripa, by the heartfelt blessings, Bhav can be attained. Bhava Bhakti. It's told in Nectar Devotion. The Lord giving tambul to a devotee means the blessings of his heart. It's a very rare and special thing. Oh no, we don't take tambul. Oh, ciao. Sometimes I've seen devotees do that. They say, we this is Maya, we this they don't take. You take and then give it to a life member or whatever. one who has more adhikar or whatever. But it doesn't, the taking is not taking the dravya, it's taking the vastu. There's rupam and vastu. Vastu is the actual substance. What is a person? A person is fancy cloth and jewelry and rings and a beard and eye drops in his eyes so his eyes sparkle. That's the person. That's the rupam. That's not the vastu. The vastu is the prabhav, the bhakti prabhav, the shakti, the vastu. So what we're taking from the Lord is the vastu, the blessings. Our guru says we don't take the tambul from the Lord. That doesn't mean we don't take the blessings. We want, that's the vastu, is the blessings. The love is there. We take it, we hold it to our forehead, and we feel the love enter our hearts. Yes, yes. Yes, I receive. Yes, Nathji ki jai. Yes. To all the power of the Lord, all the shakti and blessings, perceive it. Perceive it, receive it, and serve it. Then realize it. And distribute others, because other people are on the level of rupam, so you give them the rupam. But our tattva is vastu tattva. We're on vastu. Rupam is for the kanishta. The madhyam is going into the vastu level, the essence. Saragrahi. Saragrahi, the essence. He's essence seeking. Saragrahi. Sar is a handy word. Sar means essence. Gauranga, Radhi Shyam. Wish I was there. Om Rari, you are the best of my servants. Take my tambul. You're my Dasya Bhakti, Bhakta. Now I'm going to give you Madhurya Bhakti. Now I'm giving you tambul. From Gadara, I'm giving. Radharani gave me tambul. I relished it. Yugal tambul. Now you take it. Experience it. Relish it. Now that's called acceptance, promotion, and loving exchange. Sambrame murari joda hastakari lai kaya murari mahanande mattahai. A lot of in these few words, so many things are happening. Murari respectfully accepted those remnants in his two hands. Joda hastakari lai. Very important point. What do you mean? What's so important? Two hands. Once Prabhupada, they were driving Prabhupada from San Francisco to Seattle, and devotee was driving the car and chanting japa. It's an old pastime, perennial pastime. And this is the ABC, the age before clickers. ABC. ABC means the age before clickers. There's no clickers, only bees. Now they have this little chick, 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 chick. Hare Krishna, click, they have this thing, counter thing, you know? They didn't have it. He had beads on his bead bag. And he's driving 100 mile, 120 kilometers. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, Krishna Das, you're driving how fast? Oh, Prabhupada, not too fast. 120 kilometers. Okay, big road. Okay, Prabhupada was, there's some other stuff thing about that. You're chanting japa? Yes, Prabhupada. Krishnadas, I want two hands seva. I want two hands on the steering wheel. I want two hands seva. So seva should be done with hands on. We have hands on management. No, hands on seva. So two hands. So Prabhupada wanted two hands on the steering wheel. Forget to put the bead bag down and drive the car and do the seva of driving guru from temple to temple. Another time, this often happened when Prabhupada was giving the mala at initiation time. Prabhupada said, your name is Chaitanya Das. And he's extending the beads. So he has one hand, he's holding the beads. Prabhupada has the beads he's giving with his right hand. Because we're Westerners, we don't know all these fine points of etiquette. So somebody's sticking out there, okay, yeah, give me that, yeah, give me five. Slap me five, Guruji. Hey, Guruji, slap me five. Is it a slang expression? All right, man. Was it? Slap me five. Okay, Guruji, slap me the beads. Lay the beads on me. So, okay, give me the beads. And Prabhupada said, not like that, like this. Receiving, Pushpanjali, I'm giving you a rare gift, and receive. So this is, he's getting, tambul is a little thing, tambul is only a little thing like this, no, tambul batik, a small pack, it's a mouth size. He's going, oh, you're giving me the tambul prepared by Radharani, chewed by Krishna? Yeah, okay, yeah, all right, I'll take it, man. If you want to give it, okay. He said, it's like you're getting the chalice or the getting knighted as becoming the Yuvaraj or something, receiving the sword of the reign of the kingdom. I mean, it's such a dramatic event. And so, and me, little old me, Dasirati Hanuman, you're going to give me this is Madhurya Prasad, Madhurya Mahaprasad from your lips, me? I can see maybe Jagannanda Pandit who's Satyabhama, or me? You know, I'm a monkey. I'm Hanuman. You're giving to me? Just see the Lord. He doesn't see high, low. He just sees the Bhav. Then what happened? He put his two hands out. Kaya, kaya. And then he ate. Then what happened? He became mad. Mahanande mata. Intoxicated with ecstasy. Mahanande. He became completely overwhelmingly blissful and joyful. And became mata. Became he out of his mind. He became out of his mind, he became intoxicated. Because intoxication is something we never usually have. We have a normal state of consciousness. And then we're in some other consciousness, something we never had before, and we're experiencing something we never experienced. It's called drunk, intoxicated, crazy. So now he's in Mahanande, Mata. Why? Because he's in Dasirati, and Dasirati has a certain level that it goes up to. There's Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag. So, but then after Rag, Bhav, Mahabhav, so in the different Ratis, different Sairatis, they can go up to different levels. Sneha, Man, Pranaya, then, and there's Dasirati, that's about it. And some Rag, but Rag. But now he's getting this Mahaprasad Tambul, which is suffused with the Mahabhav, the Unmad, the Divya Unmad of Radharani's Mahabhav, Gadadhar, and Mahaprabhu. All this rasa is mixed in the phala, the Krishna phala, Radha phala, the saliva of Mahaprabhu is all mixed in this Tambul. Now he's getting this, instead of experiencing the Ananda, it's called Sevananda, and Dasyarati, when you engage in the service of the Lord, you experience, sometimes you tremble, some perspire, drop the chamara, Daruka, sometimes you drop the chamara of fanning, due to the ecstasy of Dasyarati, Dasyabhav. But now, so that's Ananda, that's Sevananda, that's Ananda, but now it says Mahananda Mata, Mahananda. What is this Mahananda? This is the Madhurya Prem Mahananda. And then it says Mahananda Mata. Mata means intoxicated. Now he's entered a state of Mata intoxication, which he's never experienced before. When you drink whiskey, you enter a state of intoxication, which is a state of consciousness you never experienced before. So in Dasirati, there's only certain levels of consciousness and bliss and happiness you can experience within the realms and parameters of that Stahibhav. Stahibhav. But now he's getting sprinkled. His Staibhava Dasirati is getting sprinkled with some sprinkles from Madhurati. So he's like, whoa, what's this feeling? Mahanande. This is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. He came to distribute the Mahabhava Radharani. Beginning with Murari Gupta even. Prabhupada Murari Sakale Du Hat Murari Tulia Hasta Dileke Matata. The Lord said, O Murari, quickly go and wash your hands. Yet Murari simply wiped his hands on his head. Because generally, even though it's Tambul and Smabrasad, and afterwards one should wash hands, this is a Niyam. But he was Mata, he was beyond any Yama Niyama. I don't want to lose any of this. He's wiping on my head like this. And Mahaprabhu's laughing, so we'll continue with that pastime tomorrow. It's interesting, one point that comes to mind, there's some sequence, it's when we take the Charanamrita to the Lord, we receive, there's some mantra that's given by, there's different mantras, there's a mantra in Vaidhi Sadhana, but there's a mantra in Rag Sadhana that's given in the Padati of Dhyan Chandra. He says, Radha Krishna Padodakam, Radha Krishna Padodakam, Prema Bhakti Damura, Bhakti Bhairena Bhai Fitwa, Shira Sardarahamyaham. All the Charanamrita mantras, they end with this phrase, Shira Dariyaham. Shira means head, and Dara means holding, and Yaham, that I hold this on my head. Radha Krishna Padodakam. Padodakam means the water, the liquid, the Charanamrita. Radha Krishna Padodakam. Prema Bhakti Dhamuda. Bhakti Bharena Bhai Pitwa. Bhakti Bharena. Bhara means very heavy, very thick, heavily laden. Bhara. Bhara means heavy. Bhara. And Bhakti Bharena. Vai Pitwa. Pitwa means pure. Means I drink this. When I drink this, it's heavily laden with prema, bhakti. And then I wipe it on my head. So the actual niyam, when we take Charanamrita, we take 3 drops of Radha Krishna Charanamrita. Then we honor it. Then what's ever remaining, everything we take, we lick from our hand. But then we're supposed to hold that on our head, then wash our hands. Everything should be licked off your hand, and what's ever left is hardly anything. Hardly anything is there. But even that is put on your shikar on the top of your head. Then wash the hand. This is what it means. Shira dara hamyam. It doesn't say you take the Charanamrita and drink it. Then the verse is saying shira dara. Shira. This is called holding on my head. This putting in the mouth doesn't mean shira dara. It's a very important point. Because we create a system where we can't do that. Because as soon as we homage, so you take the charmi, and immediately the guy wants to wash your hands and dry your hands. Hey, relax, Jack. You know, let me follow the proper thing here. Then, okay, you want to do that. So this is also shown here. Mahabhu, so wash your hands. Yeah, forget that. I don't want to. Just like when Madhavendrapur got the kheer from Kheer Chora Gopinath, he took everything out of the clay pot. Then he broke the pieces of the mudka. into small pieces. He wrapped it up in his cheddar. And then every day he took a piece of that clay and he ate it. Because there's some dried out condensed milk or kheer still stuck on the inside of that clay, broken clay pot. That's how much reverence and love he had for that Mahaprasad. He ate the whole pot and every drop. Because that was such mercy. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we continue tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.